For SDPB News, I'm Nick Nelson. Friday, thousands of attendees waited hours for a glimpse at the sitting president of the United States and the return of fireworks at Mount Rushmore. The event was billed as a celebration and is one of the largest gatherings of Americans since the coronavirus pandemic reached the country. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Fireworks explode over Mount Rushmore and attendees sit in awe, capturing video of the spectacle as patriotic music blares from an immaculate stage at the base of the National Monument. The Independence Day celebration brought plenty of energy to President Trump, who spoke to a crowd of mostly supporters. The national debate on statue removal loomed over the event. Governor Kristi Noem laments a call to remove the faces from Mount Rushmore. She calls it an organized campaign by the left.
We can speak and write, worship, work, defend ourselves, and even protest as we see fit because of these men and their ideals. To attempt to cancel the founding generation is an attempt to cancel our own freedoms.
President Donald Trump shared that sentiment in his over 40-minute speech. He calls protesters removing statues far-left fascists who demand allegiance.
If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. It's not going to happen to us.
Tribal leaders have called for the removal of the faces from the mountain Lakotas say is sacred. Down in Keystone, several protesters were arrested following a demonstration that shut down the only road leading to the monument. Traffic was rerouted to the western entrance. Shortly after the fireworks display, a rainstorm reached the memorial. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
With the aid of Republican Governor Kristi Noem, President Donald Trump's visit to South Dakota may energize a campaign that's currently trailing in the national polls. Speaking to a large crowd of supporters at the fireworks, Trump pointed to a new movement sweeping the country, those toppling statues of Confederate and colonization figures. Trump calls it far-left fascism that demands allegiance.
This left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger, and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress.
2 miles down the mountain, dozens of protesters blocked traffic on the highway leading up to the only entrance to the monument. Several were arrested. Thousands attended the event. Few were wearing masks or social distancing. America's divisions were on display Friday night at Main Street Square in Rapid City. Several hundred people gathered to watch and applaud a live video of President Trump's speech from Mount Rushmore. Meanwhile, protesters shouted on a street corner nearby. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The Pennington County Republican Party sponsored the gathering in the square. Only about 100 people came for the first few hours. They clustered in shady spots as the temperature rose into the 90s. Pro-Trump speakers, including former Minnesota Viking Jack Brewer and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, had small audiences. Rich Wilkins was one of the early arrivals. He wanted to be at Mount Rushmore and entered the ticket lottery.
I did try. We were not successful. That's why we're here.
Wilkins of Montana says he's a Trump supporter.
President Trump is the only person, in my opinion, that has taken the seat of the presidency in the last 50 years that is not seriously compromised by outside influences.
When the sun and temperature went down, the crowd in the square grew to several hundred. About 25 protesters showed up, too.
Color is not a crime!
Color is not a crime!
Many protesters wore masks, but few of the other people in the square did. Protester Molly Larson of Rapid City says she's worried the Trump supporters are spreading COVID-19.
They're not welcome here, especially during a pandemic where they're putting not only their lives at risk, but also the lives of all the people that have to work at the restaurants and all the people in our community that are going to see the spike from this.
Some of the Trump supporters argued with the protesters.
Don't get
Police watched the interactions throughout the evening. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
The founder and CEO of the MyPillow company says he's leaning toward running for governor of Minnesota. Mike Lindell made the remarks Friday. He spoke at a Republican rally in Rapid City's Main Street Square. The event was several hours before President Donald Trump spoke at nearby Mount Rushmore. An audience question prompted Lindell to talk about running for governor.
I'm 99% sure after what's all happened, because they sure made it easy. Our governor and our all the Democratic mayors of these and Democrats of these governors of states, starting with Minnesota being ground zero, they've exposed themselves of what they do, how the poor leadership and horrific things, and what state needs fixing more now than Minnesota.
Lindell's speech was not well attended. About 50 people gathered in the outdoor square and sat in 90-degree heat while he spoke. The crowd in the square grew to several hundred after the sun went down. Trump's speech and the fireworks at Mount Rushmore were live-streamed on a big screen in the square.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.